What's up, everybody? Anton Crelli here from ecommercelifestyle.com, and welcome to another episode of the e-commerce lifestyle podcast. So as the title that you probably saw already says, what we're going to be talking about today is how to humanize digital selling. So basically how to make the online shopping experience on your website more like a traditional retail store, but not just any traditional retail store, one that actually knows how to turn visitors into customers, right? People that walk through the door, how to make it like the ones that do it the best. Now, we'll get into a few different specific examples and actually some real world stats that you can use just to kind of solidify this message and show you that, yes, this stuff is real. It's not just theory or anything like that. It actually is important and it's well worth your time to invest into what I'm about to talk to you about. And not even money. This stuff doesn't cost money. It just takes time. And hey, what else are you going to spend your time on, right? Might as well be on something that gives you more money in return. But before we get into those specifics, I wanted to just share a quick story that really, you know, made this stand out to me. And this has been something that we've been doing in our businesses, in our e-commerce businesses, ever since I launched my first one back in 2007. It was because of something one of my friends told me way back in like year 2000 or 2001. And by the way, I was just freaking out about that because I realized it was 18 years ago, which is insane. But yeah, when I was like 16 years old, right, me and all of my buddies were getting jobs. Like I worked at McDonald's. I had a job at Party City. Like we did everything. But I had one friend who got a job at the mall, Roosevelt Field in New York, on Long Island, where I'm from. And he got a job at a store called FYE. So FYE stands for Your Entertainment. And it's like a small store. Again, they're in malls all around the country. And they sell things like CDs, you know, DVDs, I don't know what else, like all like music and video type stuff, right? Not like big electronics, but literally like music and movies. So he got the job there. And I remember this is what's crazy. I remember all the way back then, again, probably year 2000 or 2001. I remember being like, you know, that's weird. His name's Anthony. I was like, Anthony, that's weird. Like, do you think this store is going to last? Like, why would people want to go into this store, you know, and buy this stuff when even back then, like you can order these things through magazines. That was back when CD Now was huge. They would ship you like, I don't know, 12 CDs for a penny or something. Or you could just like, you know, go online. Like there was eBay back then. Like, what, like, do you think the store is going to last? And he told me that when he got that job, the way that they kind of hired him and indoctrinated their employees was by saying, listen, we know here at FYE that people have options when they're going to buy music, right? And the way that this is what the managers told them, the way that we're going to stand out and what differentiates us is that when people come to FYE, they don't just come here because they automatically in their head know what they want, but they're actually looking for a certain type of buying experience. So the way that they positioned themselves was that when someone came through the door, they would engage that person and they would start a conversation with them and they would see what type of artist they like, what type of music they're into, what type of movies they have enjoyed in the past. And based on these conversations and this information that they got with every individual that walked through the door, they'd be able to help guide them and give them specific recommendations. So, oh, you listen to whatever, you listen to DMX. I think he was popular back in 2000, right? Why don't you check out this new Wu-Tang Clan album? Or you liked, you know, whatever. I don't even know what movies were popular back then, but you get it, right? Like the actual experience, right, wasn't a customer walks through the door of an FYE where the employee just stands there and says, oh, hi, welcome to FYE. You know, that's, I'm sure, how the conversation started, but then it built into developing a relationship, into extracting information out of this prospective customer and helping them to pick things that they would like. So that's their type of shopper, right? And I remember like when he told me that, I had never thought of it before, but even when I launched my first e-commerce site, I thought, you know what, why can't you know, you do both, right? Why can't we have websites that sell products that give people that same type of experience? Because there's other music stores, right? And by the way, I literally just checked before I started recording this, and FYE still has dozens of stores all around the country. So that model is still working, even though now, 18 years later, it's easier than ever to go on iTunes or whatever you use, Spotify, and get your stuff. These stores are still succeeding. And I'm sure it's because, partially at least, because of this model and how they sell and how they interact with their customers, right? So how do we bring that online, right? What are some ways that you could do this? And how is it different than just having another record store where someone walks in and says, you know, and the salesperson says, hi, you know, how are you doing? And they say, oh, I'm doing great. And then the conversation ends, right? How do we be like FYE in that sense of selling and communicating with people versus another record store where you just greet people and they go on their merry way, right? Well, there's a few things that we do in our businesses. And as I illustrate them to you, I'm going to also kind of share these stats with you that I got from a really good report that was just put out by a company called Smart Assistant. I'm going to link to that report under this episode of the podcast. So if you want to download the entire PDF, which you should, again, it's really good, and it's going to share a lot more details than what I'm going to share in this podcast, go to ecommercelifestyle.com. Okay, so ecommercelifestyle.com, no hyphens or dashes or anything. When you get there, click on episodes, then look for the episode that says how to humanize digital selling. And I'll link to the PDF or to the, you know, where you can get the PDF below this video. So again, they put out this report and it's called, let me pull it up right here. It's called, go to the top, Humanizing Digital 2020 and Beyond. So same type of thing I'm talking about, right? How do you make digital more human? Okay. How do we make this shift where people could have real, you know, pleasant buying experiences online, just as they could in person? Again, not like every retail store provides, but like the ones that provide it correct do. Well, the way that they put together this report is by just surveying real world people. Okay. And I'm going to share with you the US numbers. The report also has the numbers from the UK and from Germany. They do vary a bit, but they're pretty consistent from country to country. So the first question that people were surveyed on was in regards to trust. And, you know, one thing that was pretty interesting is that for 72% of online shoppers, they said being able to trust the brand is the highest ranking concern, right? So number one is trust. Now, this is something that we've known to be true. This is why we do focus on building relationships with other people inside our space. This is why we do things like use site security badges. This is why we do things like have social reviews, social trust, social proof all over the place. Not something that we really have to transition from the offline world, but you know, you do know that there are certain stores that are more trustable, and it's because they have probably a better looking store or because someone's recommended them. So the way that we transition this to online is really just by offering amazing customer service. And again, by forming relationships with other companies so we can kind of play off their social trust as well. So companies like all the credit card processors we use, companies like UPS and FedEx, companies like trade organizations for our industry. But the more relationships like that, the better for trust. But yeah, 72% of people say that's the highest, the highest ranking concern. Can they trust where they're buying from? Now, number two, and this is definitely something that we could take from the offline world and do a better job with, right? Number two is having a frictionless experience. So in this study, 42% of consumers reported that they abandoned a cart. Okay, so 42% of people that filled this thing out have abandoned their cart because there were too many options. And 54% of people stopped purchasing from a site because it was too difficult to find the right product. And 71% of people said they switched to a competitor because they made finding the right product easier. Now, if this doesn't relate to that FYE model, you know, 100%, I don't know what else does, right? 71% of people had left and went to a competitor's site because it was too hard for them to find the right product. So what do? We don't just have a website where we have, you know, a few basic product categories and thousands of products just all over the place. No, we have to lay things out in a way that makes it extremely easy for our user to navigate and find what they're looking for. Now, you could do this different ways. Again, it could be by having lots of different collections. It could be by having filterable collections. So let's just say, for example, you're selling sofas, right? And someone goes to your website and they want to buy a sofa. Well, do you have one section that just says sofas and they click in and have to scroll through, you know, 500 products? Or do you have a section that says three-seater sofas and two-seater sofas? And then if they click into three-seater sofas, do you have it set up so that they can filter in the left navigation by brown or red or black, and then by leather or by fabric, right? How many options are we giving them? Do we have it where they can also sort by price under $500, $500 to $700, $700 to $1,000, $1,000 plus? The more you can do stuff like this to make it easy for your buyer, the less friction they can have in their buying experience, the more of them are going to buy from you because, again, you're making their life easier and they don't want to have to spend an hour on your website trying to find their thing. And if your competitors can just make it easier, they're going to buy from your competitors. So really think about that. How easy are you making the buying experience on your customer? Now, one other detail from this stat is the consumers that are saying, basically, if there's too many options, they abandon their cart. And this is a lesson I learned when I first got into high-ticket e-commerce back in like 2009 is when I started to sell really expensive products, maybe 2008. And the lesson was you don't want to offer your customers all the options in the world. And the reason is because the more people have to decide between, the more things they have to choose from, the less they're going to make any decision at all, and the more they're going to just withdraw. So if someone has, you know, again, you know, if they want to buy, we'll take this sofa example again. And if you have a sofa and let's say they start to, you know, sort through and they click, I want a fabric sofa and I want a brown fabric sofa, right? Then you show them a brown fabric sofa and then you say, which shade of brown do you want? And you have 10 different, you know, fabric swatches and maybe like they're a little bit different. Maybe like one's kind of suede, one has like an X pattern, one is, I don't know, polka dot, and one's a little bit darker and then one is a little bit thicker. Like, what do you think the customer is going to think? You might think like, and this is normal for a business owner, you might think like the more options, the better. Let me just show them all this stuff. But for your consumer, they're going to be overwhelmed. They're not going to want to make a mistake and order something that, you know, they didn't really want. And chances are they're going to leave. So it's better to offer less. There are many, many, many scenarios where less is more. And this is one of them. Okay. So keep that in mind as you're building out your product page and your sales offerings. Now, let me go through and give you some more stats that I pulled, you know, directly from, again, this Smart Assistant report that will be, again, linked below this podcast on ecommercelifestyle.com. But the next number that really stood out to me is regarding assistance and support. So again, think this FYE model, right? They're there, right? The reasons those stores exist is to actually help people. So with this stat, they found that 86% of consumers believe that it's important for brands to provide expert advice and recommendations about the products and services they offer. Okay, so 86% of consumers, that's a lot. So it does make sense on your website. Again, something that we've been doing for a long time, but you should have notes about each product. Who's it good for, right? Who's it not good for? So one way that you can clearly do this is have your live chat, right? So instead of just having it say like live chat pop up and like, hey, do you need help with anything? Or do you have any questions for me? If you have, again, a sofa website, right? Have the live chat pop up and say, you know, start a conversation with a sofa specialist or start a conversation with one of our sofa experts, you know, something like that, right? Whatever you're selling. Because again, that's where that expert advice starts to become a real thing. So you can not just have to be some generic live chat person. You can position yourself as experts, and that's just going to make people trust you more, ask you more questions, and buy from you more. So keep that important. Keep that in mind, I should say, because everybody, 86% of people, find that very important. Now, another thing that stood out to me, and again, there's a lot of great stats, so take your time with this and do download it. But 54% of people, right? More than half surveyed. So 54% of people said that using a digital sales assistant would make them very or extremely more confident when making a purchase decision, okay? I'll say that again, because I know I talk fast, but 54% of people that completed this survey said that using a digital sales assistant would make them very or extremely more confident when making a purchase decision. So for everyone listening right now that doesn't have live chat on their site, get live chat on your site. But you don't have to do it as, like I just mentioned, some generic, hey, do you have any questions? Position it as a digital sales assistant. That's going to get you better results. Okay. And people, again, like as this survey goes on and on, like people are surveyed, do you prefer live chat over FAQs, over a help desk? And people want that person that they can engage with real time. Now, yeah, just engage your customers. I'm going to go through and see if there's any more stats I wanted to get through in this podcast. I think those were all the big highlights. But at the end of the day, what this comes down to, right, like those few little stats I gave and the tips with them, and what you'll see as you go through this report on ecommercelifestyle.com, the main things you have to keep in mind are try to make your online store as close to that offline buying experience as possible. When someone goes to your website, are you making it extremely easy on them to find what they actually want? Are you not overwhelming them with too many options when they find what they want? because you're not going to be doing this in real time with them having a conversation, but allow them to take themselves through this buying process as simply as possible. You don't want them to walk in and walk out. You don't want them to land on your website and bounce. You want them to stick around. And the way you're going to do that is by guiding them through the sales process, by having, you know, basically site design and your UX in place. And from there, you're going to want to have your live chat there so you can guide people through the purchase process, give them expert advice. One thing that we've done that's worked really cool that we haven't done on every site and on every product page, but something you could definitely do on your top sellers. So let's just say that, I don't know, your name is Steve and you sell stand-up paddle boards, okay? And on your About Us page, you say, yeah, that, you know, I'm Steve. I started standuppaddleboards.com because I love these things, blah, 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 blah. I've been paddleboarding for 10 years, right? Now, what you could do in that scenario, which is great, by the way, to have your About Us page be personalized, but what you could do on your product pages, under your product descriptions and features and everything, you could say like a note from Steve, right? And then Steve recommends, or you write it as Steve in that case, like, I recommend this board because blah, 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 whatever those expert reasons are, right? So the more you could do stuff like that, not only will you stand out more, but your customers will trust you more, they'll buy from you more, and your store will just be much better off than it was. So guys, that's going to do it. I know that was a lot in a short amount of time. Had a big iced coffee before this, so I'm talking extra fast today, but take your time with it. Listen to it again if you have to, because I'm telling you guys, this stuff will change your business. None of it is even hard to do. It'll take some time, but again, that's why we're in business, right? To do the things other people won't, so that we can get the results that other people cannot. So hope you found value in this. As always, if you did, please leave a comment at ecommercelifestyle.com. And if you're not subscribed to this podcast yet, definitely go into your favorite podcast player, search for E-commerce Lifestyle, hit the subscribe button, and please do leave a review if you've gotten value. I love seeing those comments, and yeah, it means a lot. So appreciate that, everybody, and I'll see you in the next episode of E-commerce Lifestyle. Thank you.